My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about if joint webinars are worth it. So joint webinars would be, let's say Neil has an email list of 5,000 people. I have an email list of 5,000 people. And we agree to blast to our lists together and we're going to do a webinar together. Basically, you know, Neil might talk about some stuff. I might talk about some stuff. That's the very basic premise of what a joint webinar is. Now, the question is, well, we can go into details a little bit too, but question here is if joint webinars are worth it. And the answer is, well, it depends. And Neil, why does it depend?
It depends on, you know, even if someone has a bigger email list than you to drive a lot more leads, it's not necessarily effective to do a joint webinar unless their audience is exactly your audience. And what I mean by that is if their customers are your ideal customers, you're golden. If their ideal customers are not your ideal customers, then you're just doing a webinar with all these people. Even if you have 1,000 people on there, they're not going to convert into customers.
Right. And the other thing too is this. Sometimes what happens is, let's say if, you know, my email list is 100 people and Neil has 5,000 people on his email list and we do a joint webinar, let's say we do a lead share. Okay, so lead share is basically we agree to kind of swap the leads that go onto the webinar. So Neil might actually drive like the 95% of the attendance. And I might drive like 5%. But Neil ends up giving me more of his leads and I give him like, let's say I give him 2 leads, he gives me like 100 leads or so. So what ends up happening there is it's not really fair. It actually leaves a bad taste in Neil's mouth. So one thing that you can do if you want to do some type of lead share, and keep in mind in Europe, you know, you have GDPR issues and I think not issues, but GDPR regulations. You have to be mindful of that. I don't really think you can share leads, but if you're in the United States right now, as an example, what you can do is you can agree to share leads on an equal basis. So if Neil drives 100 attendees and I drive 500, then I might just say, okay, I'm only going to give you 100 leads because you drove 100. So it's an equal quid pro quo exchange. It's an equal exchange at the end of the day.
Yeah. And the way I look at it is you can do this in very creative ways. I try not to do it where we blast out for them, they blast out for me. I highly recommend you do something where it's value-based. If you're going to do a joint webinar, ideally what you should be looking for is someone to do the blast and promote, and then you join their webinar and provide the value, because then you're getting their leads and you don't have to necessarily share your leads. And in essence, that's still joint. Even if you don't have a big brand, this works. If you look at most decent companies out there, decent sized companies, they'll do webinars on a regular basis. And the ones that have been doing it longer and longer, they're eventually running out of content. So if you come and you say like, hey, we'd love to do a webinar with you. Here's all the value I can provide. I can create the deck, the material, teach your audience X, Y, and Z. It's highly value added for their audience. It doesn't matter if you're well known or not. It's more so the information that you're providing. And in most cases, they're gladly willing to share all the leads with you due to the fact that you're driving them content that can help their user base. And they're willing to share leads with you because they don't have to do as much work.
Yeah. Another thing that you can do when it comes to joint webinars is you can actually do a summit. So one of our mutual friends, Larry Kim from Mobile Monkey, he actually recently did a summit. And basically a summit is this. He basically pulled together a lot of these influencers from other, marketing influencers from a handful of different companies. And they actually all happen to have, decent sized email lists. And what a summit is, it's like an online conference. What happens there is, Neil might pre-record a session. I might pre-record a session, and he might have 10 or 15 speakers, and, they go on at different times. So it's like an online conference. Now, the whole deal behind that is that the person running the summit can actually collect, a bunch of different emails, right? A bunch of leads. And that's it takes a lot of work, there's no doubt, but the reward can be a big payoff in terms of the number of leads that you get. So that's one thing that you can do, and it's like a mega joint webinar at the end of the day, and you can be creative and do things like that.
Did you end up doing that one?
I did not do that one, but I remember I did a summit a while back, like we're talking 4 years ago, and you were actually part of the summit, and it took like forever to do.
Yeah, I don't do the online summits anymore.
Yeah. It's for the person that's helping with the summit, like let's say you're speaking on it, it's not a good payback.
Yeah, because I found out that because it's side diluted and there's so many speakers, even though you can collect a lot of emails and promote to a bigger audience, quote unquote, the issue that you end up running into is everyone's there not to attend one thing or one topic. Their interest could vary quite drastically, and they usually do. And you don't know what session they're going to want to watch. So the ROI isn't as good from my experience.
Exactly.
Compared to just having a dedicated event on one topic. Because like, let's say you and I do one on CRO and we both sell CRO products. I'm making this up. At least when you get people to register, they're 110% interested in the topic of CRO and your specific presentation. They're coming there. They have an attention span for that hour, 30 minutes. It's much easier to get them to convert versus trying to convince people to be on their computer and pay attention for a whole 8 hours, right? Because there's going to be multiple speakers throughout an online summit.
Yeah, I think the whole premise of the summit, to your point, being a speaker, like the ROI of the summit is not good. I think if you do it well and you are actually the kind of host behind the summit and you are the one that kind of benefits from, getting all the leads, that could be a good payoff. That's just a different way to do it. But my opinion on it, I still see people doing summits. I probably wouldn't do another one. Then I probably wouldn't speak at another one. I haven't done it for years, and I don't think you have, Neil. So, that's really up to you, but that's just another creative idea that you can do. So before we go, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. It helps us grow. And if you want to grow live with Neil and I in Malibu, California, go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE to learn more, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products.
offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule. You'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.